Defense Secretary Leon Panetta officially lifted the ban on women serving in military combat roles today. That move overturns a 1994 rule issued by the Pentagon that allowed women to serve in ground support roles but barred them from direct combat. We spoke a short time ago with Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, who pushed for lifting the ban after visiting troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. And she told us today's decision recognizes what many women are already doing on the front lines.
Despite the ban on women in combat, reality is many are currently serving. That was true through the Marines, the female engagement teams. When I was in Kandahar, I met a woman who was in charge of all the logistics of transporting all the necessary equipment and supplies across southern Afghanistan through very, very difficult territory. And in an earlier trip, I met a young woman, an intelligence officer, a young lieutenant out of the Air Force Academy, who 3 weeks later was killed as she was part of a convoy traveling from Kabul to Bagram Airfield. So the women have been serving in harm's way, and to lift this ban really is to acknowledge that fact. The other reality is that the nature of war is such that as about 15% of our military is women, there's really no hard and fast line about when you're in combat, when you're not. And this, I think, is a recognition of that new reality. And beyond that, even if in combat, it is not always acknowledged, and as a result, women are not able to rise up through the chain of command.
Why do you think it took so long?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, all institutions have their culture. But, you know, this is just another step forward. We had the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And now the Secretary's decision today, I think, is another landmark victory for equality in our military.
Do you feel that in a way, once that barrier has gone down for gays and lesbians in the military, this was the natural next step?
It's hard to say. I do know that last year, perhaps, I think it was about a year ago, I was at a meeting with the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Odierno, who said how important it was that they open up all aspects of the military to women because they needed the talent pool. Given the challenges we currently confront as a nation, we need to have the best and brightest serving in our military as we do in every other part of society. And to exclude, you know, over 50% of our population from at least having that opportunity and when having it be recognized, I think it was ever more understood that that actually undermined the military as a whole.
You know, one issue that continues to be a concern for some people is the issue of physical strength, that in many cases, women will simply not be able to do the same things that require physical strength that men do. What is your thought about that?
That should be determined on a case-by-case basis. I don't think you can have a blanket exclusion because there are some that can meet the physical requirements and on the notion that nobody can meet the physical requirements. I think every man who enters the military has to meet those tests, and every woman who seeks to enter the military will have to meet them as well.
So is it possible that if there are some women who can't pass certain physical tests, they can't play certain combat roles?
That remains to be seen, but obviously you want people to be able to withstand the challenges of whatever they're going to confront. But I think as long as whatever the requirements are gender neutral and everybody has an equal opportunity to meet those requirements or not, I think that would be fair. But one of the issues we've also found is that the issue, for example, of body armor, the weight of it is very heavy and heavy for men and going to be heavy for those women serving in combat. And so I put a lot of effort into making sure the military is developing lighter weight body armor. And in this last round of the National Defense Authorization Act, that's the single bill that comes out of the Armed Services Committees of the House and the Senate, that there is a greater effort put into developing body armor specifically tailored to women's bodies. There will be issues that arise, but, you know, we will just meet them as they do.
Congresswoman Tsongas, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha. Have a good day.